This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, this is Brian, and we are live-ish from the Ohio Toy and Comic Show 2019 edition, and I am joined right now by...
Johnny Podorf.
No, I don't think that's right.
No, I'm not him. No, my bad.
Wait, who is this guy?
No, I'm Mike Irizarry from What's on Joe Mind.
What's
time
up?
For our yearly cameo.
Our yearly cameo. We're probably going to have more than one this year, too, I imagine, since we are, again, seated next to each other.
It was requested, actually. I demanded that we did podcast row.
I'm kind of curious why you did that.
Mostly, I want to see exactly how much of this big show can be ignored by the masses in general.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. We've just opened. Early admission folks are here.
Yeah, so the VIP folks are rolling in. So.
And our tables may as well be on an island.
Yes, an
island. Every other table is busy dealing with customers, chatting, talking, doing business, and making the smells of commerce.
An island that's underwater is what we are right now.
Yeah,
so
we're not even the cool reef that people are diving around.
No, I actually don't understand why we're not in the pros room, right? That would have made more sense than being on the main
floor. That would have made implications about our performance that are not true.
Well, I mean, we're not professional podcasters. I don't know. Do you guys make money?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, yeah, I lose money on this venture every month.
Yeah, no, so. I try not to, and it's still just a slow death by a thousand cuts kind of situation.
So anyway, so we're gonna be checking back in throughout the day. We'll have I think we'll have the normal cast of characters, you know, Joe and Mary Mercenary, Pence and Toy Bills will be here, and then we'll just grab people, and then Morgan. Your last name?
Lofting.
Yeah, thank you.
That one chick had all the promotional materials?
Yeah, I had a total brain fart right there.
Right.
Hopefully we can talk to her, and we're going to try and talk to the boss fight guys. So.
Look, Doug Mays
anyway,
is here. Doug Mays is always here. What's up,
guys? Hey, hold on. Let me turn your mic on. So just speak into the red microphone, Doug.
Was mine red? And you guys
because we wanted yours to look more like a penis.
Oh, man, I knew that's why you wanted it near my mouth. I'm already drunk at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Ignore the fact that Johnny's taking photos.
He's drunk at 10 a.m. and it's 9:18.
And it's 9:18.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
To deal with Ohio.
Awesome.
That's fair.
So Doug, tell the people where you're from and what you do.
I'm from the illustrious Moorhead, Kentucky, in Kentucky. It's three hours from here. which, you know, I come here every year. Twice a year sometimes.
Yeah.
Runs the show in
the Super Show,
The Super Show is fantastic. It's one of my favorites. This is actually, out of all the conventions I set up at, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I get drunk at it. And no one cares.
Not even at 10 a.m.
No, not even.
Which is 45 minutes from now.
Yeah.
18 a.m. No one cares, but it's an excellent show. I can't say enough good things about the show, and Aaron's wonderful. He's just a big cuddly teddy bear.
Yep.
Is Marty Jannetty here?
No.
I don't think so.
There's a story that we can talk about when the microphones aren't on about why he's not here.
So. Son of a bitch.
But yeah, so what's your booth?
My booth is Retro Rad Toys.
Yeah?
Toys and collectibles from the 70s till current.
Cool.
So, I'm obviously not as old as Mike, but not nearly as good looking, so it kind of evens out.
Yeah. Where can they find you online?
You can find me on Facebook.
Cool.
You can find us on YouTube.
Oh.
There's some toy hunting videos.
Oh, awesome.
And, stuff like that. But, guys, I feel like I need to get back to my booth.
Yeah.
Well, as you're not a podcaster, people are probably visiting your booth.
Yeah, they're like, why is this?
I'm not a podcaster, but you guys have all these sweet stickers and buttons.
No,
and
he has he has sweet stickers and buttons.
Mike, why do you not have sweet stickers, buttons, and pins? All you have is 2.5 pound weights. So,
I have some toys I have to sell so I can buy stickers and buttons and swag.
So I use a thing called Sticker Mule. All the swag, less than $30. Like, they'll be like, get right, 10
so
for a dollar.
$30 for yeah. mobile. And then you can go buy you some stickers.
You give me $130 for that moment. So anyway. He's got the rare box. It's the rare box.
It is the rare box. It is the rare box.
All you right.
Know, contrary to popular belief, I do like G.I. Joe. I've been to all 20
Whatever.
Conventions.
Nice.
Whatever, because that's not where I know you or anything.
No, that's not where you know me at all. You know me for being inebriated. Where was that place in Chattanooga? What was that called?
Yeah.
The Drunken Mule or
something,
like
that.
That
was any number.
That place was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, cool. Just one sec. All right. So we'll check back in with you later,
you
Mike.
Guys.
We'll be back later. And yeah, awesome. All right. So we're still at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. It's the day has begun in earnest now. The panels have kicked off. Sitting here with Aaron.
Hey, hello.
Again,
I know.
You're our most frequent guest. And it's awesome. I'm
good.
Not complaining.
Good.
So.
And I'm Johnny Podorf.
Still, Mike is not Johnny Podorf. You don't have a beard.
And you're much more handsome.
My dulcet tones are much more succulent.
Yeah.
Much. So anyway, but yeah. So, how's it going?
It's going good.
You seem lost today.
It's
which
you know,
is really
it's,
funny.
It's funny because like, I mean, you can ask my wife for the weeks leading up to this. I've been stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about that. Like, I've been because this is the biggest we've ever done. We've never done anything like this before.
1-6 Malcolm Reynolds. I'm interrupting the podcast.
Oh, 180. Say hi, Kenny.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where. Yeah, I've been stressed out because we've got so much going on. I've got so many people coming from all over the country. Comic companies, toy companies, celebrity guests.
Podcasts
podcast
that aren't,
guest. Yeah,
aren't advertised.
That aren't even advertised.
A long-standing position of podcast row.
Right.
At the Ohio Toy and Comic.
And so I've been, up until pretty much, I think I want to say 6:30 this morning, I've been like freaking out. And around, I don't know, 7 this morning,
yeah.
I just got this calm over me like, well, it's going to happen or it's not.
It's going to do what it's going to do.
And I was just like, whatever. And I've got a heck of a team,
that,
you know.
Was that inner peace or was that the methadone kicking in?
The methadone was definitely kicking in. And then the inner peace. But it's one of those things where I've got a heck of a team. Like, you know, my cousin Kenny runs my booth. My mom and all of her team of people run the front. I just have to walk around and schmooze with everyone to make sure everyone's happy.
So is the little girl your niece?
Yeah, she's my niece.
She's your consigliere?
Basically,
that's it.
Yeah, and she's basically my bodyguard.
Yeah.
She'll break your knees. Yeah.
She's your bag woman and
that's pretty
everything.
Much. She pretty much demanded that she was here again.
Boss, what do you need?
That was it.
So.
But yeah, my little niece Susanna.
So I just gotta say, I know it's two rooms, and that's probably not like or three rooms.
Four.
Is it four?
I missed five, one. Five, then. Including the amphitheater.
Okay.
We have the main vendor hall that we're
in, the
amphitheater, the vendor room two, which is the smaller room
right.
there, the Bell Book room, which is in the corner.
I didn't go
back
that
here.
One yet.
Yeah, Pete Bell's room,
yeah.
And then the pros room, which is where we have all the media guests and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, we're all over the place in this hotel.
So, it's really cool. I like how it's spread out.
Yeah.
Like, you've done, like, the spacing and, you know, as you guys can see when you listen to this, the spacing is great. Because they're listening.
Yeah, I know. If you look at the map that's online.
Yeah. So, but, no, it's I don't know, it's busy. There's a lot of people
There's
here.
There's a lot of people,
but, like,
yeah.
You can freely move about and do everything. So, hey,
help yourself.
Yeah,
voice bomb.
There we go. Gary Church, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Twilight Star Studios.
Yeah, Gary, you got to come back and talk to us later.
Oh, later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
buying some toys. Yep.
Commerce.
So
buying toys at Roma.
Yeah,
Collective.
It's good.
Yeah.
Now, last time we spoke, you questioned me on going to a bigger location.
Yeah.
And at the time, 180, at the time, I wasn't allowed to say a thing.
Right, right.
But we had already signed the paperwork. We will be leaving this holiday, and we will be at the Wright State Nutter Center, which is right down the street
right,
from here.
From where we are now.
And you had no idea.
And I said, why don't you go to the Nutter Center?
I know. And Johnny knew.
Oh, did he?
He knew.
John. Oh,
so
wow.
We were
I
like,
feel... I feel horribly.
You're not right. Okay.
Nutter Center is a British sitcom.
Yes. It's we're
you said you were gonna crack wise.
He did, and thank God he's here because we got to keep it straight.
Yeah.
Yes, the Nutter Center is a British sitcom that my grandma used to watch.
Excellent. On PBS.
On PBS, right. No, the Nutter Center is the Wright State University's basically arena for their basketball. That's where they hold, like, when WWE is in town or any concerts and stuff. And it's literally a mile away from this location, right down the street.
Yes.
So we're still going to keep the Holiday Inn as our host hotel for our guests and everyone to stay in. And then we're just going to make it bigger. We're basically, this is about 8,000 square feet what we're working with. We're going to be expanding to 14,000 square feet. So
almost double.
There's going to be a lot more podcasts there.
Cool.
A lot more.
Hey, as long as the What You're Talking About and if his podcast are there,
not plugging
it's all
the
good.
Damn show, is he?
No. I mean, I got a co-host that I haven't spoken to yet today. So
yeah,
gives you the idea how the show's doing today.
Hey, yeah. I plugged the podcast.
Is that Carson?
Earlier.
Can I blame Carson on that?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
talk to him either.
Yeah.
So no, the first year when they were sitting next to us, I would have sworn they were called What You're Talking About.
Yeah, and it's a good name. I think we should start that.
That's what I was
and
saying.
And just talk about coffee. But with the G.I. Joe logo.
I don't drink coffee either.
I don't either.
You don't,
no,
so
I
it would
don't.
Be perfect. So, like, it smells like,
yeah.
Just talk about the smells of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
let's run that Folgers commercial again.
Just remix the Folgers theme.
Right.
Song. So, yeah.
But no, today's been going great. I mean, back to the original question, I guess. Today's been fantastic. We've had a steady crowd. I don't know where we're at number-wise, to be completely honest with you, because I haven't looked.
Well, if I had to just guess by, like, the people I can see, there's at least 50 people.
At least 50 in this one little area.
From the people I can see.
So. Right.
There's five other rooms.
There's,
four
yeah,
other rooms,
there's tons
so,
of other rooms.
You know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm hemmed in by a wall of
there's
art
a wall there and a wall
and
of toys.
And a wall of toys. So there could be other people,
but
they
don't
exist to me at the moment.
Nope.
They stood up maybe 60.
Yeah.
Maybe 60. Yeah, 62 tops.
I mean, to be honest, there's only three people.
And right that's
now,
all that matters.
It's the three
right.
Of us.
The three
so.
Count.
Yep. But no, we're rocking and rolling. All the rooms are doing great.
Awesome.
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, I shut down. I'm like, what are we gonna do?
Well,
there you go.
Buying stuff from Roma Collectibles
I
like
know.
You should. So.
I know he didn't pay for that. He just won.
He just showed off his grand larceny.
Yeah. Look what I got. Hey, good job. Ooh.
All right, so
yeah,
so
okay,
I commented
on
your shirt a
okay.
couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The shirt today is even better.
It's, it's fantastic,
I'm
right?
loving it.
It it's my, I do the Hydron Comic Show, but I'm also Roma Collectibles. And I went on a tear where I just made T-shirts.
Right.
And T-shirts and T-shirts. And basically I just steal fonts from online. And
right.
this one is my classic Spawn logo.
Yeah.
With the skull and the A, you know, so.
And the eyes and the O.
Eyes and
really
the O,
cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're, when I was able to get this phone, I was like, that's what I'm going to wear.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so.
I decided to go with something
the classic,
a little,
the Supreme infamous.
Logo?
Yeah.
So I'd sent this idea to my shirt guy a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I want this for the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. Do something with it.
Right.
And he did it on this really thick vinyl. It's like
it does,
feel,
yeah.
Like feel it. It's like really, like it's
oh,
really
yeah.
cool.
Okay.
So, but he's gonna put it on this. I texted him earlier because I've had like 10 people so far like be like, that's awesome. Where can I get
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So I texted him like, you need to put a printed version, like just a the digital printing version.
Right.
On the website, logo on the back, and then I don't know if you noticed the logo on the back.
Okay. Yeah.
Is an homage to what we did to Kenny the first year we were here.
Yes.
We stuck the sticker on his back.
Yep.
So.
Some commerce, pardon me.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, hold on.
Move over, Roma Collectibles.
Sorry, sorry, Mike. What were you doing? I turned your mic off when you walked away.
Conducting some commerce. Because truly, I am the preeminent dealer in this corner.
Yes.
I have free
stuff
to give
away. I'm glad someone took over.
So.
I haven't sold a thing.
we don't need you in our booth either.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but anyway, this is awesome. Happy it's... going well today
right,
again.
Yeah.
Are we bringing back the original cast from the Nutter Center?
I Well, most are dead.
Well, we have this new technology.
Like that guy, like the team from Are You Being Served?
Yes, we
can,
exactly.
We can dig them up, reanimate them, put them on a panel, deanimate them, and bury them again.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, why
not? We'll just do that.
That's going to upset some Native American religion, isn't it? Why? I don't know.
Yeah, but it will.
That's how blasphemous it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so cool, man. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
I don't want to keep you. Like, as we've
I know,
been
I can't
reporting,
play too long.
People keep
just showing up.
Keep walking by to wave and
I know.
Want to talk.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Doug was on earlier.
Was he? Okay, so, yeah. Good. Yeah.
I was completely inebriated at 9:18 a.m.
Good.
He thought it was 10:18, which was awesome.
That's the wrong time by an hour.
It was 10:18 Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
Did he miss it?
No. Oh, fantastic.
He's like, is there a toy show happening? I'm not 100% honest. So, we'll let you get back to it.
All right.
But,
yeah.
Thank you for.
Thank you for coming,
down.
Man. I'm glad you guys are here. Glad it worked out.
If you can get Morgan to come over and talk to us, that'd be awesome.
I'll see what I can do.
So,
yep. I'm actually going to go over and check on her.
I'm
right
definitely
going to
need
sure.
Johnny for that one, though, because I am not the G.I. Joe person in this area.
What the hell, man?
I keep calling your show What Joe
what,
Talking
what
About.
What Joe Talking About, Mike?
I listen to your guys' fantasy football stuff when you used to do that. And then when you start talking about G.I. Joe, turn it off.
That's been 2.5 years.
I want a WJTB, What Joe Talking About, t-shirt. Well, like in the same font.
You are Mr. Spoof t-shirt.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, you should make one.
I know. Well, I want to make a Roma one. Just steal their logo and just put the Roma. We had talked about that. But I bought one of those. Sarah was mad. I didn't get her one.
You could totally.
I don't know if you heard about that. Yeah.
You could do that with my logo, too. Yeah. Like, really easy. Roma, collectively.
Just steal it. Yep.
We have caused strife in the Dietrich household. But I told her that she's guest hosted a couple times.
Right,
before.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll let her in on the staff discount. On
that's,
that.
Yeah.
Wow, I even gave her a shirt.
Yeah.
Look, I have to pay for shirts.
Yeah, so do
it's
I.
It's all by demand.
Yeah. Just saying.
I don't have this warehouse of huge amounts of merchandise and stickers and swag.
I'm just saying I take care of the people who come on my show.
I try. I'm broke.
I got to get you a shirt. You've been on enough. You deserve a shirt now.
I mean, you get a shirt.
It's become our yearly thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm the third chair.
You're the unofficial third mic. Actually, Aaron would be the unofficial third mic, probably.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, I need to see your Robert Baratheon cosplay before you
Sarah,
kick
Sarah's
off.
Got it on her phone.
Okay, okay.
I don't have it on mine, but Sarah's got it. Yeah.
So I would be the fourth chair, which works better for jokes on our show.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
Well, hold on. So we're going based on, like, how many times people have appeared. So it's probably Aaron, then Sarah, then Kenny, then you.
They don't count.
They don't count. So, no, I'm kidding.
This
kidding,
guy can bring
course.
His own mic, though. That's
yeah,
got to
get
some
true.
Sort of, yeah.
You know, I've got my own Mac, my own microphone, I've got stuff.
He has what looks to be a podcasting setup next to me, so.
I went with the light setup.
Yeah.
I also had to
so this is my mobile setup. Like
he
I,
does
I,
have a good system,
a
at his
system
house.
At home,
and a nicer couch.
It's bigger than my regular setup. Yeah. But I just wasn't lugging all that crap around. I have tanks to sell, man.
So
I have to fill the hole that Roma Collectibles has left behind.
It's true.
Are there any toys here that you're interested in? Like, personally, or professionally?
I bought a figure that I've been looking for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think it's a Coleco Sunman, which is a He-Man knockoff. Of the villain called Pigface.
Okay.
Which I've been looking for quite some time, and Ren McKenzie, the artist here, had one sitting on his table for sale because it's one of his doubles, and I'm like, I need that. And so that's how I ended up with it. So I'm pretty excited.
Cool. That's awesome.
Just like,
because you cried on command.
I can cry on command, and he suffered from it. So.
Cool.
You leaked your eye fluids.
Right. Exactly. And then I gave him like $40 credit at my booth.
Move some sweat. Move some stuff.
So.
Awesome. All right. Well, you're busy, man.
Cool.
We're going to take up no more of your time. Thanks
awesome.
For sitting in.
And thank you for having me. And
awesome. Maybe we'll have you back later.
I'll be around. I don't
I'm
do
here
anything.
The end,
me
so,
too.
You know, till 4.
Yeah, apparently four. The original flyer said four, and everything else says five.
If I leave at four, am I banned from coming back next year?
I don't care anymore. I got a good team. I don't have to do anything anymore.
Exactly. All right, buddy.
All right, guys.
By 4 o'clock, Aaron will be dropped. So
yeah.
Whatever's fine.
Or just asleep under a table.
Well, there's plenty of room back here. Like, nobody will open this door and bother you.
Right.
They're not
insured
for fire.
Okay.
All right, boys. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
And we'll be around.
Bye. All right, and here we are, still at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. I'm joined by
noted author James Cavanaugh.
Noted author James Cavanaugh. I like that.
It took a couple books under the belt.
Yeah.
Coined by this fine gentleman to my left.
I'm Johnny Podor.
So, all right, Mike. So you coined the notable author.
I did give him the nickname Noted Author. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how many books have you written, James?
I'm up to five now.
Five. And are they all G.I. Joe?
All G.I. Joe.
Okay. Explain a little bit about the books.
Sure. They're, for all intents and purposes, the reference guides. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's every figure from G.I. Joe, 3¾-inch action figure from 1997 to present. I will have a sixth book coming out soon. Yeah, thank you. And that'll round out the club stuff.
Okay.
If you're from, it's the last one was part one of a two-part series.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
And then that's it. No more G.I. Joe's out, so no more books to make.
Maybe Hasbro will step up.
Sure.
Comic-Con's not over yet.
Fingers crossed. Oh, yeah.
So we're recording this on the Saturday of Comic-Con. There's still a day and a half of Comic-Con to go.
Any
so.
Rumors to a James Cavanaugh series of StarCom books?
That's actually not out of the question. Maybe not actually.
Wait, StarCom was the ones with the magnets on the feet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love those. That shuttle?
I was expecting to drop that like a potato wrapped in foil.
So, no, that shuttle, like, I literally brought that everywhere I went when I got it for Christmas.
I can imagine. I wanted them. I never had
them. It was my second favorite toy I ever got as a kid.
Oh, for sure.
So, what?
Well, hang on.
What?
He was 23.
Well, yeah, no. There was the Rhino from Mask, favorite toy I ever got.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah. That was another
but that,
one.
But that StarCom shuttle where the back part came out and they had the canisters,
yeah,
like that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
Oh, I love that thing. So.
Well, Mike was, I was partially following Mike's funny business and partially not a good buddy of ours.
Yeah, but now you have to do that just for me.
A good buddy of ours is super huge StarCom guy, so I would be helping him go through the Obi-Wan Padawan book tactics to make his own StarCom.
Oh, okay,
book.
Okay.
So,
no, you just do it. Don't let him do it. Like you're a noted author, and he's just
take his turf.
Just be like, look, I'm noted author James Cavanaugh.
I might have to sucker him into let me borrow his toys then, because I don't have any of them.
I have a smoking jacket.
There you go. Well, what more do you need?
I'm noted author James Cavanaugh.
So clearly, I can write books.
When did your first book come out?
2011.
Okay. What made you decide to write these books?
You know, to be honest with you, I was sitting there having a powwow with Mark Bolamo, if you're familiar with the Ultimate Guides. Definitely you and the audience, whoever, check out. That's the best book for 82 to 94 Joes.
Okay.
I mean, and then you can go on and on for that, but there really wasn't anything for the 97 on up Joes, and I had a bunch of skill sets with nothing better to do in my life.
So do your books cover the G.I. Joe Retaliation cartoon and stuff too, or?
Not the figures only.
Okay.
I mean,
the figures that came out for
sure,
the cartoon.
Sure, I have introductions that kind of give you the commentary on the culture and the myth, the zeitgeist of the time.
Okay.
But for all intents and purposes, they're just visual guides of here's the figure, these are the weapons he came with.
Oh, cool.
This is his file card name. On to the next one.
So collectors can go and pull your book out and be like, okay, this is complete.
Yes,
I'll buy it.
Absolutely.
Or I'll buy it, but I know I need to get this gun and this other accessory.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And if you remind me, because I'm terrible at this, I'd gladly give the show some images.
Oh,
post. Yeah.
Okay,
so
that'd be cool.
The audience can have a reference.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sure. And I take it back. There would be every Mike can tell you better than I am. I'm insane. And everything's so detailed. Every figure has a number. Every action figure has a number to it. Every accessory has a number to it.
Oh.
And for the rank and file books, there will actually be one more book beyond the club ones. That'll be all accessories.
Okay.
So it'll be like the brown Uzi, the black Uzi. They're all, it's all organized.
Wow.
There's some method to the madness.
And do you have all the, you have every toy?
I have every one of them.
Complete?
Yes.
That's crazy.
You got
do you have multiples of every toy?
Some. Okay. I mean, I think it's required of a noted author
sure,
to
yeah,
have
yeah,
one
yeah.
of everything, but two and three is when you're getting excessive.
Right. Then you become a hoarder.
Sure, exactly. I mean,
that was the last show.
I wish I had multiples. Right, I want to be a hoarder.
Yeah.
My bank account doesn't want me to be a hoarder.
No, I imagine not. That's funny. Do you have a particular favorite or a favorite line?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so much. You know, people do ask me that a lot. And even as a noted author, I don't mean to keep saying that.
Do you have a favorite book that you've written?
I have I have an alarm that every 30 seconds I have to say noted author.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, he keeps trying to pinch you.
Well,
that's what it is. So.
I thought that was just working his magic.
No.
You know? It's kind of that party at the Ohio's Toy and Comic Show.
Yeah.
Podcast legend Johnny Podcast.
he's kind of a bully today, to be honest.
He's been picking on me all day.
I have such thin skin, though. I can't take it.
You're tough.
To be reckoned with.
I know you're tough, Tudor. You can take it. But to answer your question, probably the Pursuit of Cobra, the later stuff, the boss fight guys, who were at Hasbro at the time, obviously, just way too good for toys. They should be sculpting the next, Statue of David.
God, their Vitruvian Hack stuff is amazing.
Oh, it's insane. So. Yeah, I could stare at that for days.
I got to go in there. They have one that I'm missing. And so,
oh, nice. Yeah. I couldn't resist the chocolate Bucky. I've got it in my pocket.
I know.
As we speak, it's a fun piece.
Those Bucky O'Hare figures are awesome.
Oh, they're wonderful. Even if you're on the fence with the property, when you see that toy in person, you're sold.
Cool. Okay, so is there another line that you would another toy IP that you would think about doing this for, like going out and like getting the figures and completing the run? Or
I always joke that to kind of take my mind off G.I. Joe is Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Like, I love to just look at it and absorb it and take it in. And He-Man was my first real passion as a child.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Classics line and everything in between. I didn't do Classics, but I have the Staxions and the 2000X stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, just amazing stuff. Four Horsemen.
Coming in 2021.
They can do it all.
Noted author James Cavanaugh presents.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Oh, He-Man? Maybe.
There you go.
I have the power.
He said he's got He-Man coming next.
We'll see.
James M. Cavanaugh Jr. presents the complete Tiger Shark.
Oh, all right. There you go. And
Battletoads.
And Battletoads. Yeah.
Did you grow up in Cincinnati?
Dayton.
Dayton, okay. But you're in Cincinnati now, right?
I'm still in Dayton.
Oh, you're still in Dayton.
You
okay.
can check
I don't
out
know why I thought you were
like,
down in Cincinnati,
never,
but yeah.
I used to work off a paddock.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was last time we were talking about that.
Sure, we were probably jawing and I hang out a lot.
Yeah.
That's where the cool kids are, I heard.
I don't know. I don't live down there. So I mean, I'm by Kings Island,
you're still farther south than I am.
Yeah. I kept joking with some people at work. I was like, I gotta go north of the wall this weekend and go up to the Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
You're not wrong.
If where I live, it's like 40 minutes. Like, it's not a hard drive.
It's fine.
Plus
the back, there's a straight.
Well, I took the highway here just because I got a late start, but I'll definitely take back roads home.
Oh, yeah.
So
probably, 741 or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So.
I live off of 741.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Very cool. So, the books are cool. Like, the whole idea is cool. Like, I wish there was more collectors who would do this kind of thing, who, like people have, like, the complete run and be like, you know what, I'm going to put together a really detailed book of what it should be.
Sure.
And, like, maybe you'll set a trend.
Well, they're welcome to pick my brain.
Where can people find the books?
RAHCguide.com.
RAC Guide?
RAHC.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Say it three times fast. So if you think of Real American Hero Collection, that's how that's where the genesis of that came from. RAHCguide.com.
Cool. It's not on Amazon or anything like
it
that?
It is on
Okay.
It's on Amazon. It's on eBay. It's on Etsy.
Okay. Okay.
It's all me.
All you.
Just go to my website. You're going to save a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Because I'm charging you fees on all those other.
Okay. Well, yeah. So.
Not to mince words with the audience.
Right. No, I mean, you have to make money on those other platforms.
I mean, they'll tell you how much of a jerk I am once I leave this segment, but I'm going to tell you, I think everything's reputable and on the up and up.
No, that's cool.
He's
very
an honest
cool
scoundrel.
Who's your favorite Joe?
Probably Chuckles.
Okay.
I've just always,
yeah,
I think I am. I tell myself I'm a cut up or
yeah,
like to have fun.
Yeah, you're always fun. I always laugh when we're hanging
to,
out. So.
He likes to jump into the mix.
Who's your favorite Cobra?
Probably Zartan.
Oh, okay.
The master of disguise.
Yeah. Very cool.
What about you?
I always liked Duke.
Sure.
I have this weird thing. Like, I like Duke. He was the leader. I like Leonardo. Like, Cyclops is my favorite.
Oh, nice.
You know,
again.
So it's like, I do what?
He's not a fan.
Well, that's true, too. I'm not as big into G.I. Joe as, like, everybody else at this convention. So well, there's probably little kids here who have more G.I. Joes than I do.
He's not a fan.
So. Well, what Tudor's telling the audience is he's the alpha. He's got to be the leader on all
no,
this.
Well, maybe, yeah. But well, I was telling a story. Like, so when I was a kid, obviously, like, growing up in Cincinnati and, like, Kenner and, like, all this stuff, like, toys were huge in our neighborhood.
Sure.
So we always had, like, in plastic molding injection samples of Star Wars figures
okay
and stuff like that. But then we would all have G.I. Joes, and when it would snow, we would do, like, Stormtroopers versus G.I. Joes and these tunnels we would build out in the
sure
snow.
Yeah.
And we would always lose these figures out there. And we would never find them until the next, like, spring when our parents would go through and, like, mow the lawns, and then all you hear is ding, 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 and, like, you know, and then it's, like, getting yelled at for having the you know, the figures left out, like, for months and months and months.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But the thing I remember most about the G.I. Joes I played with was the black rubber band on the inside.
Oh, yeah, the O-ring.
And getting that O-ring out of there and just taking it up to my brother and just flicking him with it.
Listen
because
to
it was
you.
Like,
all right,
so,
sure.
Well, I was always retaliating for something he'd done to me.
All
so
right,
it was never like, you know.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. So, but no, I liked what?
That's a lie.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I always like Duke. I like Cobra Commander. I like Destro. I thought Destro was always thought Destro
oh,
was a really cool character.
Yeah.
When they did the movies, I was like, you're going to do Destro like this? That's just, no.
Yeah.
So,
But I don't know what they're
those
thinking
movies,
the movies
were barely G.I. Joe, right?
Really the long and the short of it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, you have all these companies out here who own the IP. And then produce these movies and TV shows and comics or whatever, and none of them really actually understand their characters that have been set and like try and do these like stupid different things like DC, like Batman's like an untouchable character, right? Like
sure.
Like nobody's allowed to use Batman, but then they're doing this Batwoman TV show, and like they're totally like wrestling terms burying Batman, like oh no, he just fucked off right out of Gotham because like he gave up, and it's like, and they did that for all the Chris Nolan movies. It's like, when did Batman ever want to give up being Batman?
No, he never did.
He was
to his folly
super happy to give up being Bruce Wayne. He didn't care about anybody but the mission, and it's like, I don't know. So,
almost to a fault.
Yeah.
Where he
totally to a fault. Yeah.
Some more Bruce Wayne time.
He should have taken some hardcore psychiatric drugs and that, gone through some intense therapy.
It,
and
it happens.
You know, maybe dealt with loss a little better.
No,
yeah. Right. But no, I like, you know, I do joke, but like, you know, I've not really been like a huge G.I. Joe guy over the years, but like, I always loved the cartoon. I always loved the toys as a kid. The jet, the F-14.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Jet.
The Tomcat.
The kid down the street had one of those, and we'd go play at his house and be like, I'm just going to play with this for 4 hours. I don't care what you guys do.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but yeah.
I think that's the same. Well, certainly the same with myself on the other side of the fence, and probably almost any 80s kid. You probably had your one or two favorite toy lines, but of course you loved them all.
Oh yeah,
you knew way too much about them all.
I was all in on Star Wars and Thundercats.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
So.
My buddy down the street had the Millennium Falcon. It's
kind
of awkward to hear now, but his dad screwed a big hook in it and put a rope up to the ceiling, and then had a paint can so it could raise and lower and
that's
fly
cool
around.
That's
it was
really
fun
cool.
As a kid, it was fun.
Yeah,
they ruined a perfectly good toy.
Yeah.
But we would have ruined it in other ways.
Customized it.
There you go. It's customized. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My buddy, his mom and dad found like a bunch of the old Star Wars toys in their basement, and they brought them over to his house, and then he gave them to his 4 and 2 year old.
Oh, nice.
I was like, what are you doing?
Well,
because they were all
what?
In really good shape and complete. It's like, you could sell those. You could buy them a nice dinner with what
you
can sell those for.
I'm not going to lie to you or the audience that if I'm aware of those situations, I'm like, look, I will go and buy you if there's 20 figures, I'll buy you 30, 40 new Star Wars figures and give them to you. The kids, they don't care. That's not mince words.
I'm going to go buy you the mass-produced stuff out now.
Yeah, and then it's in trade for these nice Star Wars figures, and more times than not, it's done. But they just want their kids to have that experience. And that's great. There's certainly nothing wrong with that.
Right, nothing. But at the same time, it's like, come on.
let's see the forest from the trees is kind of where I'm at.
Yep.
Yeah, and G.I. Joe, for example, the club stuff says adult collectible on top for a reason. That's why it's
a lot of it now says adult collectible across the top.
Sure.
So, you know, like toys aren't for kids necessarily anymore.
Well, they're bare minimum, it's to avoid safety standards.
Yeah.
So be careful what you're giving your kids with those little choking products.
But
that's a whole nother ball of wax.
Do you got anything to add over there, Peanut Gallery?
Yeah, it's a weird market. It's I think the general thinking is that you can't sell toys to older kids anymore. Like kids are getting out of toys.
No, they don't care.
Like they're out by 10, and then they get back in at 17. So it's really a much different place than it was when we were buying toys. And what we think is normal, kids today don't think is normal anymore.
Like I walked through the Target aisle the other day, and like the Star Wars section was maybe like four pegs wide, and then half the aisle was Fortnite.
Oh,
and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Fortnite?
Sure.
I mean, those toys are cool looking, but I'm not buying a Fortnite toy.
No, well, of course not.
But
I mean,
I've played the game. It's fun. I mean, I'm not,
But that's it, man. You're selling toys to kids at that point.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Fortnite is one of the few lines out there that doesn't care what the adult collectors think, doesn't bow down to our every whim, and honestly, that's how it needs to be if we're going to see a mass release of anything.
Right.
Sure.
So, hooray for Fortnite.
Yeah.
I mean, good for them for showing everybody else how it's done again.
Well, you kind of have me at a loss. toys are for kids. I mean, this is some breaking news.
Yeah, I know. That's really weird. So.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So, what would you like to see from G.I. Joe in the future?
Product.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
I mean... Where it needs to go, honestly, well, kind of to your Mike's point, it's just got to go in a direction that I don't personally want it to go.
Yeah.
Because whatever the kids want it to go is probably not what a 42-year-old man wants it to go. And that's fine. I could deal with that. Do I need to, you know what I mean, champion the line till the day I die? Not necessarily, you know. But if it does great, then good. I can cherish my moments with my G.I. Joe and... We can all be happy, you know. Maybe Khan will come back. Joe Khan, that was always a hell
of a
time
ended, last year?
Last year, yes. And
we've got ours.
Sure, we've got ours.
We got
ours. Just...
This is all about, you know, perpetuating things so that we're not the old guys when we go to G.I. Joe. We're not the young guys when we go to G.I. Joe shows anymore.
Right.
Sure.
We need to have our turn to be the old grumpy guys that nobody cares about listening to because... G.I. Joe isn't that anymore, Grandpa. Like you were for the 12-inch generation ago.
Like all the Star Wars fans right now?
Yeah. It's one of those that you kind of you hate being in that spot, but at the same time, at some point, you have to be in that spot.
Right.
Otherwise, your property is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it needs to go military or adventure or other. Those seem to be the three main...
Sure.
You know, go-tos, because it is G.I. Joe. It's the genesis of that name.
Right,
is General Enlisted Joe.
A highly trained team of Starbucks.
Or General.
Baristas.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That might be fun. Who knows?
G.I. Starbucks.
G.I. Starbucks.
G.I.
G.I. gotta go to the bathroom.
G.I. diuretic. Well, cool. Okay, so they can find you on the website, and there's links to your Twitter and Instagram and all that, I assume?
All that. It's
awesome.
All RAHC guide.
Okay.
I keep it simple, keep it straightforward for everybody.
Awesome.
Like and follow and say hi.
Cool. Do you do anything on YouTube? Or?
I do not, actually.
Okay.
Not opposed to. I think I have a channel, but there's nothing on it.
That'd be a cool thing to put together is, like, do a different figure a week for a while with, like, this is what the figure is, these are the parts, this is the card, and, like... Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Do like little 3-minute videos and just.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have certainly thought about something video oriented because that is the way of the future. But yeah, I'm always stuck in my rut of books. So yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. I have all those figures. All
right, you can have that.
Sure. I'll cite you. You know,
there you go.
Tip my hat.
So.
On the debut. There it is. Yeah. Get in my smoking chair.
There you go. Yeah.
In the library.
Very cool. All right, man. Well, thanks. I mean, we I don't think you've been on. It was a couple years ago, right? The first year, or have you been?
Probably a couple.
Yeah, it was
years,
the first year
if
we were here.
It's
yeah.
Been this show.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Because it's the only time I ever leave the house. So. All
right.
Is to come to this show.
Well, I'm right there with you on that. So.
But.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Yeah, man. Always a pleasure. So. All right.
Awesome.
Anything else?
I'm still Johnny Potter.
All right, we're here with Chris McLeod, and I'm going to sit back now and let the beatboxing commence.
Hi,
Chris. So this is what, 3 years in the making?
Two.
This is the third one, because the first year we didn't have you on, and the second year we didn't have you on. So here in the third year,
I'm on.
The third time is the charm, as they say.
Third time lucky? Yes.
So.
Or unlucky for you guys.
Well,
I can't say either way.
We'll find out.
Well,
we don't know yet.
It started well, so that's good.
Just give me your social security number and we'll be okay.
It is. No, I'm not going to read it out. I don't even know what it is. It's on a bit of paper somewhere.
Well, we need
I'm
to find
American.
Your wife now and get your social security number.
Oh, are you a naturalized citizen now?
No, not technically.
Or actually, just a green card?
I should say I'm a green card holder, but
okay.
I've actually got to go through another process on Monday for my 10-year extension.
Oh.
Alien!
Thanks, Mike.
I'm Johnny Potter.
I'm a half-legal alien.
Yeah, nice.
You're an
half
Englishman
legal.
In Dayton.
You're mostly legal.
Whoa.
Legal. Are you gonna sing it?
Yeah. I'm barely legal. That's
a whole different podcast.
Straight away from that podcast.
All right, so you have the Full Force podcast and videos and all that fun stuff.
I do.
You do documentaries.
I do, yeah.
Micro-mentaries.
Mini-docs.
And so you have a new venture that you're starting.
Yeah, you could say new because it's probably the
It's new to me. I heard about it for the first time, 3 weeks ago when Aaron was on, he came to do the preview show because he was like, yeah, McLeod has an app. I'm like, what?
He's great at promo. No one knows who McLeod is.
That's outside of the circle.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, so Hoarder.
Yes.
Great name.
H-O-A-R-D-A-R.
I actually joked you should have dropped the R at the end, like Hoarder, but without the A.
Yeah.
So just Hoarder, because like, you know, Flickr, all those, that used to just drop the vowel before the last R.
We were thinking Grindr.
Yeah.
We were thinking that more than anything else. Too much.
Fair enough.
Well, actually, we were thinking...
Does Kate know you spend so much time on Grindr?
She advocates it. Advocate is her name. Hoarder is a new venture, kind of. I've been working on it for about 3 years.
Nice.
Or 2 years in development, but 3 years in kind of where it spawned and in its idea. Basically, it's myself and two other colleagues in the UK, James Leeds and Leon Knuckles, and we... kind of felt like there was a need for a social network for collectors, or at least there was a lot of needs in certain fields for that kind of stuff, like collecting in general. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, we just... I think I wanted it for myself. I wanted to own this thing myself.
I'll be honest. That's how the best products are made.
Well, you wait until I've described it.
So.
We hope it's a good product.
Yeah.
I think it is. We're at the stage where we've got the website up and running, kind of. The trading platform is kind of in the future a bit now, because of issues with PayPal, because you know they don't like dealing with little guys. They only want the big boys.
Right.
So we've
Stripe. Stripe's a good option. You have to pay a little bit more, but
well, with Stripe, we found that the fees are less. But in the US, they ask you when you kind of sign up for Stripe, they ask you tons of I don't know, questions that you might not really want to answer.
Right.
Like, well, you know, financial ones, not like, you know, personal questions. But things like social security numbers.
Right.
Like, and I know people don't really want to give that stuff up. So anyway, that's being pushed a little bit until we can really get a good grip on how that's going to work.
Awesome.
But yeah, effectively, there will be a trading situation going on. But to start with, the app will be coming out first as a social network. So,
cool.
You know, items that you post from your collection that you can like and comment on other people's items. You can build your collection, build your inventory. It's cool.
So you were here 2 years ago when Complete Set did their panel. It was a similar app. So when Aaron was describing this to me, I was like, oh, it's like Complete Set, but good, and not run by a moron.
Okay.
So.
I'll take that. I don't actually know the ins and outs of that particular venture.
It died.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
What you're
doing is different. Like, okay. It's like they try to become an auction site like eBay and like on consignment and things like that. So, yeah.
A different site. I mean, I just came from the panel, and it's definitely different from Complete Set because we discussed it. You're making it where when you want to, like, if you're traveling and you don't have a list, you can just go onto the site and look up your own list.
Yeah,
there's private areas, there's public areas, all that type of stuff. And, you know, like you said, down the road, the trading area would be something. But it's definitely more unique than most sites that you see, and it, you know, it sounds like it's going to be very accessible for collectors. And the nice thing is, like you said, it's not just going to be for toy collectors.
Yeah, it's for anyone, any collector, so vinyl, sneakers, cars, it could be anything.
Right.
If you collect something, you know, you can set up a sign up and do it.
So I had an idea similar, like, probably 5 or 6 years ago, where like I went through and I designed the app and everything for comic books. Like, I called it Short Box.
Nice.
And I just at the time could never find anyone could help me code it, and then just gave it up. So
I was fortunate because my colleagues in the UK, James in particular, runs his own company.
Yeah.
Click, and that is a company that deals with huge kind of education based. Tech and software and stuff.
So very cool.
He's done, like, you know, amazing things with his own company. And therefore, they have the resources to maybe, you know, spend the time to work on coding.
Right,
this
right.
App.
Yeah.
Like, so we've been friends for a number of years through music, actually. I was a teacher at a college in Norwich called Access to Music. And he was obviously big in the music scene in that area. He's an ex-pop star, in actual fact.
Oh, wow.
Now, for the life of me, I always do this. I always forget the name of his band that he was big in. I'm an idiot.
Was it a big band? Or?
Well, I mean, they had like one.
Or was it a big English band? Yeah.
But they, like, he...
They didn't go, like, take that or something like that level, but...
This was like, what, not even one hit wonders, but, like, he was in the industry for a
while. Yeah, nice, okay.
And the thing is, he is a legit musician. He's a genius. But, like, we've been to shows before, and fans have been shy of like, you know, a musician or a singer or something like that, and they will ask him if he can jump in, and he doesn't know their song.
Yeah.
He jumps in and does.
Oh, nice.
It.
Okay.
Like,
oh.
How is that even possible?
Yeah.
He's a genius. Anyway, he's also a coder, so that probably has a lot.
Right,
to
right. He's multifaceted.
Yeah. And they've just been doing great things with the app. It's been a long time working on this thing, and I feel like I've been promoting it forever, and finally we've got like a viable product. You know, show off. But the app still won't be ready. We were hoping to get it ready for this weekend.
Right.
We were in one last final stage of getting bugs sorted out, and we decided against it because it was a little rushed. So
that's smart.
We're going to hold out, and we're going to relaunch it again. Everyone who signed up and on the site already, because we have a huge beta testing crew.
Yeah, you missed your perfect beta tester right here. This dude would have been like,
I'd be like, no, not like that.
Good feedback just in the panel.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Appreciate that. We had some great feedback, and that was like, after a year, we thought we had something to go, right?
Right.
The end of that year, after getting all the feedback and kind of rejigging and meeting every week or whatever, we were like, we do not have a viable product here. it needs to be better smooth. So we don't want to just dump something out there and then work on it. We want people to be kind of wowed a little bit from the off. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the website, you can go on there now and play around with that, and you know, you can give feedback through that direction and everything. So that's good, at least, because you know, it'll just make the app better.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the website is one of those things where they got that done really quick, and that went through maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 drafts of what it looked like.
Okay.
Actually, when we did a show at TF Nation, which is a UK Transformers show, and it was amazing in Birmingham. And we did a panel. We were showing kind of a similar video that I showed you guys in the panel.
Yeah.
But it's come a long way. And I showed them pictures of what it looked like to start with. What our first ever
Okay.
Some of the designs we were trying out. My goodness, it's come a long way.
That's awesome.
So
the
video that you showed in the panel, is that available to like watch on the website at all? Or
it's not, but that's a good idea. I should do that. Definitely put that up. All right, we've got an about section, but it's very brief.
I think the video is a very good explanation of what the app will be and that. And it's like, you know, for people who, you know, I haven't seen it, that would be a good thing.
Also, when we go, I think when we actually kind of go for launch, we will definitely be kind of promoting it in the video.
Or maybe just like post it on YouTube and,
that's another thing. We've got like YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff lined up.
Nice.
To go. I mean, you can actually access it now. I've just been handed a bag of donuts. Which I'm going to love for the rest of my life.
Holtzman donuts?
Holtzman's.
Hang on, Morgan Lofting is just saying something.
Oh.
And I brought her with me. If you'd like to meet her, hello, everybody. This is Baroness. If you want to get my autograph, I am always close. You come over, you say hi.
It's very cool.
It's a shame this is just an audio.
I love Morgan Lofting.
Yeah.
I would do what she says. She's got the back of a cobra. So, in the pros room, meet Morgan, get a photo, get her autograph.
Kiss her.
And, that's about it. Not. Or, you know, cobra's going to turn the weather dominator on us and make it hotter.
Outside. Maybe it's just you.
So, just me.
Go do that.
Love Morgan.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we've got the table next
You're right next to her, yeah.
She's great. We, Kate and I met her in London when we did the last one. Yeah, like, 3-4 years ago. It was a long time ago now. And no, it wasn't. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. Anyway, irrelevant. And she was there with Neil Ross, and we got to hang out with them as well.
Oh, cool.
She remembered us. She
oh, nice.
So was very,
nice.
We were chatting about London and her time out there. She, yeah, great, great. And Baroness is like, just, I mean, that is iconic. So
yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool.
In any case, coming back to the app. Yes. What are we going to do? We're being handed donuts again.
So the whole like process, right, from where you start, from like with just a sketch to like a wireframe to like that first like visual design, and then to get to where you're like what the site looks like now and like what the app looks like now, like that's like the most fun thing to look back on, right? So
watch where you put your elbow on that donut.
Yeah, well, I don't want him to steal my donut. So. Yeah, exactly. That's why I moved it where I could keep it in eye shot.
That's the one that he pulls out every now and again. Just to eats the real one and puts that in its place.
My teeth!
Yeah, it's amazing how far it's come, really. Like, I've been blown away at the... I don't know, the kind of, like, the interface is so much better. And, I'm excited for it to be out there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to use it myself. I've been, like, testing the app myself. I've been test flying, and it's really cool. Like,
yeah.
I can't get over it. But then I'll get really angry if something crashes or doesn't work. I'm, like, instantly messaging them going, guys, you've got to sort this out, like, immediately. And they're, like, asleep because, like, you know, it's the time difference.
Yeah.
So they get all these horrible messages from me where I'm really angry at this.
And you're asleep, and they're messaging you back going, hold your horses.
And then he sends another message later. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like the puppy. But with the puppy, she'll kind of bite you a little bit, but then she'll start licking you, like my dog. And it's like, yeah, it's like, really?
And I do that in person as well.
Oh.
So, there you go.
You guys are
so. Well, very, very cool. So what else do you have going on?
I mean, the full force, man. That is taking up 87% of my time. Porter takes up the rest, and somehow I have to work on stuff that makes me money.
Right.
So, no, thankfully, no, Full Force has been going great. I've been really enjoying it. We've split off into all sorts since I last saw you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, News Burst, Comic Burst, Video Disorder Battle, like SS Battles, all these different, like, video-based things. Then obviously the main audio podcast, which comes out once every year.
Right.
Because I'm doing so much other things that, you know.
Well, you guys post, like, a ton on Facebook and everything. Like, I should post more. And, like, every once in a while, like, my page will be, like, 3 or 4 Full Force posts, like, right in a row. I'm like, man, am I their target demographic or what?
Yeah, you are. I'm not private messaging with instructees. No, like, I mean, it feels like it's a lot because, I mean, there's a lot of new, strange enough, it's like the brand of G.I. Joe,
right.
Action Force, et cetera, you kind of feel as, like, dead a little bit in a way, but there's been so much news around it.
Right.
Recently, with the Snake Eyes movie not being on and on again and off again and on again and again. It's just
teasing us, pretty much.
Yeah. We still, apparently it's filming in October.
Okay.
They don't have
we'll
a
see.
Or a director
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
Schwenke was supposed to be doing it. He's backed out because of another project. Anyway.
I volunteer to direct all these movies. I will direct a Snake Eyes movie.
Let's all get on board.
And it's just going to be quiet the entire time. We're going to just do the silent issue as
like
a movie.
Like A Quiet Place?
Hey, you know?
So.
But with Snake Eyes, it'll be cool because the only thing you're going to hear is like swords swishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it.
This
that's
is
all.
The swish and the clang.
Yep.
A Quiet Place 2, the Snake Eyes movie.
The Snake Eyes Boogaloo?
Crossover, yeah, exactly.
And I'm bringing Ray Park back. I'm sorry, but I'm bringing Ray Park
so
back.
So we went to Celebration.
Yes.
And I went to the Palantine Toys panel. And I thought about you like the whole time watching their presentation because it was like, this is like Chris's stuff. Like, this is what he talks about.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, just seeing the whole like Action Man stuff. And it was like, it was really, really cool. And like, kind of made me appreciate some of the stuff of yours I've listened to even more, like getting that history.
I mean, like,
so.
Palatoy,
yeah.
Palatoy era is like the most, I would say one of the most creative toy eras of all time. That's me being biased.
No, I'm going to agree because, like, there were bits of G.I. Joe toys and bits of Star Wars toys, and, like, the dish of the Millennium Falcon was, like, the engines on everything. It was, like, the...
That was on the satellite defense.
Yeah.
The Space Force.
It was, like, the engines on the bottom of it. And it was, like, this is so cool.
It's when you dig into it, it's a fascinating era. Bob Breakin, who was the main head designer of stuff, I interviewed him recently on the show.
Oh, cool.
And that was a long, like, hour or so interview, and, you know, he gave me, like, so much stuff that we hadn't really heard of before. Loads of kind of things
nice.
Came out of that. But I think maybe people had an idea, but he kind of confirmed it a little bit, which was great. There was a whole planned, as most toy lines, all planned things that never came out.
Right.
That we knew of, but there were some details we didn't really know about. So, I mean, learning that stuff's been great.
Yeah.
And again, like...
Well, they were like kind of the ultimate kit bashers. Like they were just,
they were, yeah.
You know, Lucasfilm was doing it when they were building Death Stars and that, but like to do it with toys and make them look cool, it's like.
I don't know how they did some of it, but it was amazing. So yeah, I appreciate you guys checking the Palantir stuff out. Yeah, it's close to my heart, should we say, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So Hoarder will be out by Christmas.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
It'll be out.
I like that tagline.
It'll be out in 2019.
Yeah. It will be out, and we will push it, and hopefully we can get like a decent big user base, and then get into a position where trading will be like smooth, and people can get into it. One of the reasons, I didn't really mention this before, but we're so kind of fed up with, say, eBay, Facebook, Instagram. Not in like a fed up with the way it operates for what it does,
right?
But we want a collector thing that we can actually utilize,
right?
In a
that's made for collectors.
Yeah,
that's awesome. It's gonna be on iOS, Android, all that stuff. Okay.
iOS and Android platforms. So we'll be looking at multiple different arenas for the trading platform as well. So we've just had, you know, people say we should be using Google Pay and.
So the like 5 lines of code that you need for like Google Pay, Apple Pay, all that, please do that.
Yeah.
And then the other just kind of nitpick I have on apps is when you go to the email, let it be like the email like keyboard.
Yes.
And when it's numbers, let it be the number pad.
Sure.
Just those like
If you do those two things, I'm like, I love this app. You know, I'm really easy.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Every little helps. No, it's, yeah, absolutely. And again, like, it looks great from what I can see.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with it. Really happy with how it works. And again, if you give it, because it's going to take time for a lot of people to get into it, because, you know, it's about taking pictures of your individual items in your collection. And
right.
People have thousands and thousands of items to get in there. I wouldn't suggest that it's a, you know, you want to get on there and go, right, let's do the whole collection. Take your time, enjoy it.
Yeah,
but it's the thing, like we were talking about, Instagram is where people post pictures of their collections. It's like this thing is making it where you're posting your collection to share, but you're also posting your collection to inventory it for yourself. I mean, with the whole part of the inventory process, it helps you as much as it's sharing with everybody else and socializing with people about what figures you like and, you know, what, you know, shoes you like or anything that you collect. And it's nice the idea of having it where if, you know, people are toy collectors, they have the toy collecting group. And if there's, you know, album collectors, then there's that in there. So it's not like everybody has to look at everything.
Yeah. You can cultivate your own feed. So the tags that you follow, that's another thing. Obviously, when you upload your items, tagging is really important because obviously you want to find stuff. You want to be able to locate it. You want to be able to locate other people that have posted those tags. So
yeah.
But again, like, you cultivate your feed. You see what you want to see.
Yeah.
If you want to see Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, that's what you see in the feed. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Sounds like an awesome app.
And how are you monetizing this?
Well, that's one of the things is we're both, myself and the partners, are both in a position where it's not necessarily something where we don't need it to be that
right.
Money-making venture. But at the same time, we do need to make that kind of aspect.
Right.
We need to make that viable for ourselves, otherwise we're just providing a service for everybody.
Right.
So basically that will come in the trading aspect of it.
Okay.
At the moment, there's going to be no adverts. We're not doing anything advert-based.
Cool.
So the only advertising that we would allow would be things like when the trading comes in and vendors want to be involved.
Yeah.
Maybe Roma Collectibles, like In Demand Toys, Kapow, those kind of guys that are on board already, toy department. They might have, like, you know, a featured post or something. That's about it.
Cool.
But again, monetization is not something with that. We're not trying to scrape every inch, every penny away from everyone. We want to create something for people they're going to enjoy as well.
Awesome.
Without the thought of going, how much is this costing?
Right. So it's free app?
Yeah, free app.
Awesome. Download, that's great. No, I think it's a really smart way to do it. So.
We'll see. Hopefully that'll get some of the users, and then we can start policing for all of their money.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Was it? You said we're going to start fleecing them all of their money, and then a joke, and then you winked at me. So I'm beginning to think that wasn't a joke.
I don't think he was winking at you because they were trying to fleece people. He's just a very friendly person.
He's very friendly.
Complete winker.
But, oh, goodness.
And the Baroness.
The Red Baroness.
Sapphire. Gone. Weird. That's so weird.
So Joe Colton has come over and derailed the podcast with her boobs again.
My boobs are like next to someone's head.
At least I'm not being molested this year so far. Yeah. There it goes. Well, last year we started the hashtag non-cosplay is not consent. So that was a good time.
Oh, boy.
It was...
Not surprising.
Yeah. It was very funny.
It wasn't weird for me.
Considering this is the third time I've ever met her, you know?
It's fine.
I'm teasing. It was fun. It made for a good conversation and a good podcast. And a hashtag that was very funny later on. So... I don't think it was really as bad as all that, but we definitely exaggerated it. So,
I had a lot of questions. Why are you accosting people you don't know?
Yeah, well. And you can never answer it, though, can you?
I do. I'm like, well, I don't know. I like trying to make people feel
uncomfortable. I like accosting.
He looked lonely.
So, I had to cover all my drinks when she was around, you know. So, no, I was talking about the roofies you were trying to put in there.
She doesn't deny it.
Yeah, there's no denial. Like, what? He was like looking at me going, yeah. Absolutely. 3,000%.
Well, you'll be over later to talk to us, right? Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Take a button and a sticker. Sure.
She can't put a button on that, but she can put a sticker on that.
Yeah, no, well, you did the stickers, and he was in the pictures.
Yes. Wow, guilty.
Yeah. So. On that note,
see you later. That's all, folks. So anyway, but no, this is exciting. I can't wait to try it out. You know, like Johnny, I like taking pictures of my toys. Yours are on steps, and I read on stairs, right, or whatever the opposite of yours is.
They suggested creating a hashtag, so I've got this hashtag of toys on steps.
Nice.
Because that's the best place to take collection pictures.
I'm saying nice, like I've yeah. heard of it. I've seen these.
Yeah, it's the best place in my house to take pictures of collections.
The greatest idea he's ever had. It is his legacy. Will be, you know.
The most disconcerting one was the one where I literally took toys and went from the top step all the way down and sat on the steps and had my girlfriend take a picture of me. And she's like, am I doing this right? And I'm like, it looks fine. I'm like, you know, you didn't cut my head off.
There's no wrong way to do it.
I'm like, you got the toys in the picture and you didn't cut my head off.
Get everything in the picture. It's not blurry. Success.
Exactly.
Well, and the fun part is like to arrange it where you can like see inside and there's no glare. That's where it like really becomes.
That
like,
was probably the most insane thing I've done with toys on steps. Yeah, I've done insane with toys, but
like
yeah.
literally, like we all want to say we've left something behind in the world.
Toys on
steps.
Steps.
Johnny left
the
that
only other. The only other pictures I find of toys on steps when you search it. Is people taking pictures of like Legos where their kids leave them and they step on them. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that too. Yeah, yeah.
So, Johnny doesn't have kids. Toys on steps.
I would set traps like that for people though if they were staying at my house. Legos just randomly dropped on the steps.
Prototype Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to be stood on.
Yeah.
And fired.
Kevin McAllister F's traps. That are kicked off by Legos.
Wouldn't it be fun to just do that? Wouldn't it be fun to do a Home Alone setup where you like set a trap and then somebody comes in and has to either escape it or not?
I absolutely
know. It's like an escape room, except you might get hurt.
I absolutely know I would wake up in the middle of the night and knock one of those off and kill myself.
Yeah.
I have made those movies. It's called the Saw
movie. Yeah, well, you know.
You might get hurt.
No, I've only watched the first one. I've never watched any of the other Saw movies.
So the first one, we've talked about this. The first Saw movie is fantastic because it's very Hitchcocky and you never actually see anything. And then it went torture porn after that. So, and I was out.
It's kind of like, this is a poor example, but like Final Destination as well. Where it's
oh, yeah.
What's the worst thing you can, what's the worst way we can get this person to die? Now?
Yeah.
How can we do that?
After two, I think they went off the rails. But like, anytime, you know, but you know, anytime I'm on the highway, you've driven on an American highway, you know, you get behind a truck that's got logs or like
I go around it.
The one that I've got now is around here. I don't know if you see it out there in Missouri, but around here, there's these small pickup trucks that stack pallets, the wooden pallets, and it's like a tower over their vehicle. And I'm literally going, Final Destination, Final Destination.
I think when, no matter what situation we're in, I'm always looking at what's dripping onto an electrical line.
Yes!
Because then it's got nothing to do with the death. I love that as well. And they kind of...
Like, I watch for nails on the floor because I'm like, a nail on the floor flying up into the air could take you out.
I vividly remember, like, an explosion hit taking out a fence, like a barbed wire fence, and then flew the fence at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut him into, like, three
segments.
Right.
Yeah. The glass plated elevator that comes down and crushes you because you don't see it. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't count that as torture porn because it wasn't like somebody
the
was
LASIK.
Trapped.
Okay, so I worked.
See, I haven't seen that movie.
So that was five, right?
Yeah.
So I worked at a company called LASIK Plus when that came out, right? And like their big thing was like, let's just deny it. I'm like, let's lean into it. Let's show how that can't happen, right? And they're like, no, we just need to either ignore it or like put out safety information. I'm like, no, literally, let's have fun with this. Like, this is a rare opportunity to take something stupid, like Final Destination fun, crazy. And like do something completely irreverent in the medical field to assure people that it's safe. And, you know, all the old white guys who ran my company were like, no.
course.
No.
Did they take any kind of hits during that period of time?
Not even. So like,
it'd
I
be
had
like
it
the
done.
Tanning booth companies not getting, because then yeah. like Two Girls Fried and
yeah,
tanning booths.
Yeah, that's yeah. happened in many yeah. movies. But yeah, I think Final Destination did that first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had it done. Like, the laser can't like get that. It's not even that powerful. Yeah. And like, I don't think lasers like that actually exist in reality. So
they've only just developed that one that they were trying out in. I don't know where it was, maybe close to Japan. I'm like,
oh. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was like one where it was like, it beams the laser at the object and it just was like catching fire.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, damn.
But it had to like, it had to like shoot it for a while though. It's not like it was immediate. So
it's got
to
get hot, you know?
So like,
the flames to come from the fire.
It was also a dry tree that hadn't had rain on it in 2 months and, you know, so like, it was a very specific test case.
Somebody standing there yawning. Going,
you've got
is
someone with
a anything
stick in there,
happen?
Like turning it, trying to. Little kindling was
Dan
added.
Was there, so. Like,
they called somebody in from Survivor to light a fire.
Well, cool, man. I'm so happy we got to talk to you. We need to do like a long form one where we like have you call in and, you know, do like an actual podcast at some point.
No.
Or not.
No.
God.
What if,
you know,
you're
I'm
like an hour behind
he
us.
He was really cool, and now I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely not. Okay, so where can everybody find you?
Well, all over the place. So I am kind of personally, you can find me at this address, Diagnostic 80. That's my kind of handle on most things. DIAGNOSTIK80, if you got all that. And then, like, for, and that's like Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, like, and stuff. But for the full force, you can catch us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Type in the Full Force podcast or the Full Force, you'll find us, no worries. And yeah, and I'm also Talking Joe, another podcast I do at the moment as well, where myself and a guy called Chief in the UK discuss the Marvel comics, the Marvel G.I. Joe comics.
Oh, cool. Cool, yeah.
British perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From a British perspective, okay. So, that's yeah, cool.
And also Hoarder.com, that's HOARDAR.com. You can actually sign up for that website and get straight involved, you know, start uploading items. You can actually use it on your phone as well on the browser, same kind of deal. But yeah, the app will be coming soon, so if you do sign up, you'll be automatically added to, you know.
Oh, awesome.
As well. So
very
it'll be
cool.
A matter of opening the app and just putting yep. login details
in. And it'll have all the stuff you've saved and stuff in there
cool.
already.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Very cool.
It did for me. So.
Yeah.
I'm only the owner.
You're praying that it does it for everybody else.
So, well, when you guys are ready to launch, make sure you let us know and we'll like send out whatever you need to send out.
Thank
so
very much, really
cool.
Thank all you, right. Chris.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Why don't you beatbox us out?
I'm Johnny Potter.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.